Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dave Cosgrave is here. Dave is a new friend. He's Director of Market Insights and Analytics at FreshBooks. He's led and co-authored each of FreshBooks' annual Self-Employment in America reports and is a published author and an op-ed columnist. And he's here to talk to us about creating the perfect invoice. Dave Cosgrave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you today.
It's good to have you here. So I've been self-employed, had my own business for 30 years, just over 30 years now. And if there's one thing that I think has would have to be on the list of my top five practices that I feel like has helped me be here today, is I didn't have any confusion about when to bill my customers or when to get them to pay me. I had no reticence at all in putting my invoice in their hands. Most of the times I would hand deliver it. And sometimes I would attach a deposit slip to my invoice. If I knew they banked where I banked, I'd give the account payable person my invoice and attach a deposit slip to the back. And you know what? They would deposit it for me. And you got to help customers out, don't you?
You do. And you know, you've named a couple of best practices, at least for you, around getting paid. And as I'm sure you know, as a small business person, you don't always have the most leverage if your customers happen to be, you know, large organizations.
The big ones are the worst.
Payable. Exactly. So, you know, not getting paid is a huge problem for small business owners and the self-employed. So, you know, luckily, my company, FreshBooks, which makes cloud-based invoicing and accounting software for self-employed pros and small business owners like yourself, has accrued over a decade worth of information, invoices that have, you know, been paid on time and not paid on time, from which we've been able to glean, you know, what the best practices are to a pretty high level of detail.
Before we talk about best practices, let's talk about worst practices. Let's talk about some of the horror stories you're seeing out there, because Dave, when I have a number of professional accountants, CPAs in my brain trust, people who are out there helping real small business owners do their work, and they come on the show and talk to us about stories that they, you know, some of the things that they've learned and what we can learn from them. And invariably, they're astonished at how many of their clients don't have enough cash to operate, and yet they haven't gotten around to sending out invoices. Please explain that to me, Dave. I don't get that. What do you think?
You're exactly right. So there are a few things going on. One, a lot of self-employed people are motivated by their craft. They love doing the work. They love interacting with customers, understanding what they need, and delivering against those needs. And they hate paperwork, whether it's actually sitting down to write up an invoice or it's dealing with the shoebox full of expenses that you've got to rebill to your end client. They just put it off, and as you know, that sort of thing can snowball. And
I don't know. That's a death. Dave, I'm sorry. I just don't understand that. I don't understand what's in the head of a small business owner who works their backside off to get a business, to get a customer to do business with you, to do the work, to know that they can't stay in business and keep their baby going if they don't get receipts from a customer, and yet they don't want to ask for them. I don't understand that. In my opinion, if you have a problem with that, Dave, you need to go ahead and get a job somewhere else. That's a death wish, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, we do other kinds of research to kind of understand from the point of view of self-employed folks who are very successful and maybe not so successful you know, what their advice to aspiring entrepreneurs would be. And time management is second or third on that list invariably. So I think it's a matter of business owners prioritizing, you know, the work and the client ahead of admin, which they hate doing. And right. a secondary thing is accounting is intimidating for a lot of people. And, you know, invoicing is a critical part of accounting for a services-based business. And in particular, you know, a lot of our customers tend to be creative types, designers, artists, and so forth. And in particular, it's no excuse. And certainly when, you know, you can't meet your payroll or you're having cash flow problems, it's a terrible excuse, but it seems to be a persistent problem.
Well,
so, you know, we're trying to help.
You can't be a creative business owner. You can be creative, but you can't be, but you got to go work for somebody else. But if you're going to be a creative business owner, you got to be a business owner. Dave, I call it the diaper changing part of owning a business. You know, there's some things that aren't about what you do. There's some things about what your business does. And if you're not doing what your business does, which includes invoicing, I think it's a problem. One of the things that I think has helped me, and I want to see if you think this is a good best practice. All my career, I have had a 12-month spreadsheet. In some applications, a 5-year spreadsheet of projected revenues and expenses. And whenever I've had, for all my career as a business owner, I've had a year laid out where I projected the income, I projected expenses. And so seeing that projected revenue next month in my column, when next month comes around, I can't wait to be able to say that money's there. Well, do you think maybe failing to have a projection of where they're going contributes to reticence to invoice? What do you think?
Well, I think you're speaking to the other side of the coin when it comes to cash flow. So, you know, billing for work you've already done is an obvious thing. But secondarily, ensuring you've got the pipeline, the number of proposals out there sitting with customers, you know, the work lined up to at least cover your fixed expenses plus whatever your ROI objectives happen to be is equally important. So we most certainly recommend that our customers and small business owners in general have a plan that's, to your point, at least a year in scope, if not more, again, to avoid task crunch. I mean, it is kind of shocking. Some of the small things that don't get done.
And customers expect you to bill them, Dave. If you wait too long to bill them, that makes them mad. It makes me mad. If I owe you something, I want to know as soon as possible. I don't want you to wait 6 to 3 months because I've already moved on. I need your website quickly, Dave.
Sure. Website is www.freshbooks.com.
Pretty easy. Check them out, folks. They're good folks, and they will help you. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Right back with Dave Cosgrave.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.